One thing about the gospel message, just want to offer the invitation for anyone who needs special prayer, anyone who's thinking about studying to obey the gospel. One thing that we don't want to have is the type of heart that Pharaoh had. In Exodus 7, verse 22 and 23, then the magicians of Egypt did so with their enchantments, and Pharaoh's heart grew hard, and he did not heed them, meaning he didn't listen. He didn't do what they said. He didn't do what the Lord told him to do. Verse 23, and Pharaoh turned and went into his house, neither was his heart moved by this. The last thing we want is to have the type of heart that when we hear what God's word says, it does nothing to us. We just kind of shrug our shoulders at it. In the book of Nehemiah chapter 8, that's what they did. They shrugged their shoulders at the Lord. We don't want to be like that. And so, just want to give this word of encouragement. Let's always have tender hearts, moldable hearts, pliable hearts that God can work through our lives and we can be the people that God will have us to be. Maybe you're not a child of God. We want you to consider, never want you to be hard-hearted toward the gospel, toward the good news. And the gospel is the death, the burial, the resurrection, the appearance of Christ. When we consider the gospel, one must hear the gospel, must believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Be willing to repent of their sins and confess Christ to be Lord and be buried in water for the remission of their sins. And God will do something amazing in your life, and that save you. Be faithful, even to the point of death, and God will give you the crown of life. So if there is anyone that needs to respond by special prayer or obeying the gospel, please let that be known.